Suwayd ibn Amr al-Khath'ami was one of the companions of Abu Abdullah al-Husayn. And in fact, he was the final companion of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam to be martyred in the Battle of Karbala. But who was Suwayd ibn Amr? How did he live his life in this world? And how did he leave this world in the grand status of martyrdom? This is Unsung Heroes. Before the events took place in Karbala, there isn't much mention in our history books about Suwayd ibn Amr, and this is actually common amongst many of the companions and soldiers of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. Many of them were just ordinary individuals who just worked on themselves constantly and reached such a high level of piety that when Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam called them, they understood that it was their duty to rush to his aid. So it goes to show that in order to be one of the good companions of our Imam, Ajallallahu ta'ala farajahu al-Sharif, we don't need to be an Ammar al-Yasir or a Maytham al-Tammar or a Malik al-Ashtar, one of those great companions who we've mentioned over the past few videos. All we need to do is just work on ourselves, and eventually we'll reach a stage where the Imam could even say to us that he wishes he had 100 people like us. Just like Imam Ali alayhi salam told Amr ibn Hamiq al-Khuza'i, one of our other unsung heroes. So don't feel like it's such a far-fetched goal to reach such a stage. No, anybody can reach that stage, as long as they stay away from their muharramat, those things that are haram, and they do those things that are wajib, those things that we have to do in our religion. So now let's get back to Suwayd ibn Amr. In our narrations, it's mentioned that before the events of Karbala, Suwayd was a pious man of Kufa who was often seen in the state of Salah. When the day of Ashura came about, Suwayd was one of the last companions of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam to go out to the battlefield. And he went out alongside Bashir ibn Amr al-Hadrami, who you may remember as one of our other unsung heroes. The narrations state that Suwayd rushed out onto the battlefield like a fierce lion and stood steadfast in the face of difficulty, until alas, he was struck down by the enemy. In fact, the wounds he had suffered were so severe that he fell on the floor unconscious and he laid there motionless that the enemy just thought he was dead. However, Suwayd still had some life in him. He eventually stirred and woke up only to hear the most heartbreaking of sentences. The enemy was chanting, "Hussein has been killed." At this point, I think many of us would give ourselves excuses. We'd tell ourselves, you know, we did our duty. We fell unconscious and then the Imam was martyred while we were unconscious, so there's nothing more we could do. Let's just pack up and go home. On top of that, all of the bodies of the sacred martyrs of Karbala had already been looted. So Suwayd no longer had his sword with him. He could have used that as another excuse. See, but Shaitan is tricky like that. He puts these little thoughts as seeds in our mind to make us divert away from our duty and our main objective in life, which is to support the Ahlul Bayt and to further the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. However, if we manage to purify ourselves enough, we can stop ourselves from falling into Shaitan's traps, just like Suwayd did. All of a sudden, he remembered that he had hidden a dagger in his boot. So he took out his dagger, ignoring all of those excuses that must have been rushing to his brain at that moment. And he charged at the enemy and began to fight in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Eventually, Suwayd was wounded again, but this time he was wounded fatally. And he achieved the grand status of martyrdom. May Allah shower him with blessings, and may He allow us to purify ourselves the way Suwayd purified himself, so that he could fight in the way of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. So now we know who Suwayd ibn Amr al-Khath'ami was, how he lived his life in this world, and how he left this world in the glorious state of martyrdom. So remember, if we wish to leave this world a martyr, we must first live in this world as a martyr, wherever you are. Let me.